This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has discussed the evolving situation in West Asia with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Mohammed bin Salman, during a telephonic conversation. Mr. Modi condemned the recent attacks on Saudi Arabia, describing them as a violation of its sovereignty and territorial integrity. In a social media post, he said that both sides agree that the earliest restoration of regional peace and stability is of utmost importance. The Prime Minister also thanked Mr. Salman for looking after the well-being of the Indian community during these difficult times. Mr. Modi also held a telephonic conversation with the King of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. Condemning the attacks on Bahrain, Mr. Modi said that India stands in solidarity with its people in this difficult hour. He thanked the King of Bahrain for the steadfast support extended to the Indian community in the country. The Prime Minister also spoke to King Abdullah II of Jordan and conveyed deep concern at the evolving situation in the region. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's support for peace, security, and the well-being of the people of Jordan. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he thanked the King for taking care of the Indian community in Jordan in this difficult hour. President Donald Trump has refused to rule out deploying U.S. ground troops to Iran. In an interview to a private news channel, Trump said he would consider it if necessary, as his administration offered conflicting timelines on how long the military operation would continue. Mr. Trump said, unlike previous presidents, he would not categorically rule out putting troops in Iran, adding that he probably doesn't need them but would use them if needed. In the same interview, Mr. Trump said the operation was right on schedule, way ahead of schedule in terms of leadership, claiming rapid progress against Iranian command figures and military infrastructure. Meanwhile, in his first public comments on the strikes in Iran, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth also declined to rule out the deployment of ground troops. When asked specifically about whether American forces could be sent to Iran, Mr. Hegseth said it would be foolishness to expect U.S. officials to say publicly here's exactly how far the U.S. will go. The comments come days after U.S. and Israeli forces began a widespread military campaign against Iran, dubbed Operation Epic Fury. Israel's Air Force said it dropped more than 1,200 munitions across 24 of Iran's 31 provinces in a joint operation with the U.S. Iran has launched strikes across 9 countries, including Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. According to the Red Crescent, 555 people have been killed in Iran in the joint U.S.-Israeli attacks. The deadliest strike hits a girls' elementary school in Minab, killing about 180 children. Indian carriers have undertaken calibrated adjustments to their schedules, with long-haul and ultra-long-haul operations being progressively resumed through alternative routings that avoid restricted airspace. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said Indigo Airlines has planned 10 special relief operations from Jeddah to India for today to facilitate the return of stranded passengers. India and Canada have exchanged 3 agreements in different areas, including critical mineral cooperation, promoting the use of renewable energy, and cultural cooperation. The agreements were signed following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart, Mark Carney, in New Delhi. Both leaders reviewed the progress achieved so far across diverse areas of the India-Canada strategic partnership. Addressing a joint press meet after the talks yesterday, Mr. Modi said India and Canada have set an ambitious target to expand bilateral trade to $50 billion by 2030.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा के क्षेत्र में बढ़ता सहयोग हमारे गहरे आपसी विश्वास और संबंधों की मैच्योरिटी का प्रतीक है। हम डिफेंस इंडस्ट्रीज, मैरिटाइम डोमेन अवेयरनेस और मिलिट्री एक्सचेंजेज बढ़ाने पर काम करेंगे। इसी उद्देश्य से आज हमने इंडिया कनाडा डिफेंस डायलॉग की स्थापना करने का निर्णय लिया है।
Indian Railways has ensured that passengers across the country can travel home for the Holi festival with ease and comfort through meticulous planning and coordinated execution across all railway zones. The Ministry of Railways informed that 1,244 Holi special train trips are being operated across various railway zones from 25th of last month to 18th of this month. Northern Railway has made elaborate arrangements at major stations in the Delhi area. Based on continuous monitoring of passenger rush at major station, 22 special trains are also planned to run today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.